Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Getting Started with Web Services conference call. Just a reminder, today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn the call over to your host, Kevin Larson. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Greetings, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join today. My name is Kevin Larson. I'm the WebSphere for iSeries Business Development Manager out of Rochester, Minnesota. And this is the Getting Started with WebSphere series. This is session number 2, where we're going to talk about getting started with WebSphere Application Server Express. We have an excellent speaker today, Anna Sue Parker, who is a certified IT specialist in our iSeries Advanced Technical Support Team out of Dallas, Texas. Now, I would like to say one thing before turning it over to Anna Sue. This is the second in a series of 8 weekly teleconferences that show you how to get started very quickly and easily with a variety of WebSphere products. So we hope that you would join in future sessions. Also, you may have seen last week we announced WebSphere Application Server version 6 for iSeries. This is the latest generation of application server now available for i5OS and the OS 400 platforms. That's going to be made generally available this Friday. Anna Sue will talk to you about WebSphere Application Server Express version 5. Now, I want to point out very quickly here that customers who are using i5OS v5r3, the latest generation of OS 400 operating system, are entitled to WebSphere Application Server Express version 6 now at no additional charge. If you'd like further details on all this, I'm going to be making public a positioning paper very soon, which will answer all questions on WebSphere Application Server version 6. You can send me a note, and I will copy you on that paper when it's ready. I'll give you a second to get a pencil and paper, and I'll give you my email address. Okay, if you send a note to Kev Lars, that's K-E-V-L-A-R-S at us.ibm.com, I would be more than happy to send you that paper when it's available, and maybe Anna Sue at the end of this can give you that email address again. With that, I'd like to turn it over to Anna Sue for today's session. Anna Sue?
Thank you very much, Kevin. Hello to everyone. I'm Anna Sue Parker, as Kevin mentioned, and I work for the Advanced Technical Support for iSeries, and I support the WebSphere and iSeries solutions. I would like to thank the iSeries Nation for allowing me to spend the next hour to provide you with some information on the planning, installation, and use of WebSphere Application Server Express for iSeries. I will focus on the latest available version, as Kevin mentioned, which is currently WebSphere Express version 5.1 and the implementation of a new offering called the IBM Business Solutions, which includes usable applications including the IBM Telephone Directory and a new Survey Creator application. As Kevin mentioned, last week we did announce WebSphere Application Server version 6 for the iSeries OS 400 version 5.2 and i5OS. This announcement does include WebSphere Application Server Express version 6, but since this presentation is about WebSphere Express version 5 and 5.1, I will only mention version 6 when necessary. Look for version 6 information. It is not in this presentation material, but look for it very soon in the Info Center. If we move in to our presentation now, you'll notice on page 2 we have a full agenda today to cover in an hour, so let's go ahead and get started. As we move to page 3, I would like to begin with making sure we're all kind of on the same page and we all understand what all the various servers mean. A lot of terminology gets thrown about when we're trying to describe delivering data via a web browser. Terms such as web serving, web application serving, so let's break this down. If you notice at the diagram at the bottom of page 3, we'll first take a look at the web client that's on the left-hand side of the screen. A web client is also known as your web browser, which communicates with a web server, also known as the HTTP server. An HTTP server delivers web pages or the user interface while also communicating with the application server in many cases. An application server runs server-side applications delivering dynamic content, extending the HTTP server's capability. An application server also integrates with applications, which leads us to the transaction servers that handles applications and transactions such as your RPG or COBOL. Remote access to the iSeries brings many advantages, extends the customer base, and brings flexibility. The growth of Java and search for standardizing this remote access resulted in this application server architecture that you see here. And why is this architecture better? Mainly because it's based on standards such as Java 2 Platform Enterprise Edition, commonly known as J2EE specification. It integrates multiple existing enterprise applications, speeds up developments of new applications. It's scalable, and we have reliable, sophisticated tools such as WebSphere Studio products. And also, the main reason is because it's supported in the industry by main manufacturers and vendors such as Oracle, Sun, as well as IBM. IBM's committed to the areas of modernizing applications and is a major player in the areas of Java development. If we move to page 4, let's look at this web server and application server here on our iSeries. The iSeries products that support HTTP or web serving are the IBM HTTP Server original version and powered by Apache. And the HTTP server is also included in the Domino server. For WebSphere application servers on the iSeries that we support WebSphere Application Server Express version 5.0 and version 5.1, WebSphere 5.0 and 5.1 of base and network deployment. And of course, as we've mentioned, we recently announced our new version 6 of all our WebSphere line of products. Currently, we continue to ship a version of the Apache Software Foundation's very simple web application server, and it is called the Jakarta Tomcat. Now, Tomcat is not strategic for IBM. We encourage you to use WebSphere application server, certainly starting with Application Server Express. When designing a topology to support the multiple functions and servers, the topology is typically a multi-tiered or a multi-layered approach, including a presentation layer, a web transaction layer, and an application layer. The iSeries supports all these functions in a single footprint or in a single operating system, or they can be split among multiple systems. Today we're going to concentrate basically on WebSphere Application Server Express. So let's move to page 5, and you'll hear me call this WAS Express for short. WAS Express version 5 currently provides a getting started server or an entry-level server, basically supporting servlets and Java server pages. In our new version that we've just announced in version 6, we'll extend this support to not only support servlets and Java server pages, but the version 6 of WebSphere Application Server Express will also support enterprise Java beans. A few years ago, we bundled a version of WebSphere Application Server called Standard Edition version 3.5, and we actually bundled that with OS 400. Last year, we did something very similar to that. We actually delivered WebSphere Application Server Express version 5 and bundled that with our new operating system, i5OS, our latest version, version 5 release 3, which includes an integrated web administration GUI tool for creating and controlling your applications. We also recognize that as our customers grow and become more successful with the product and scaling up to higher-end products must be easy. So basically, the bottom line here is that it's cost-effective, it's simplified, and it's integrated, and you can begin with WAS Express and certainly grow into some of the other WebSphere versions. Now, let's move to page 6. So what's the WebSphere Application Server Express? What applications are a good fit for this? In upcoming weeks, you're going to hear about iSeries Nation's Getting Started sessions that will introduce you to several products and tools to extend your application and system functions to the web or in web browsers. WebSphere Application Server Express is the application server foundation to support these products. And these products are HATS, which stands for Host Access Transformation Service, Web Facing using the IBM Web Facing tool, or next week we'll have a speaker talking about the iSeries Access for Web. All these are a great fit for WebSphere Application Server Express. Now let's move to page 7. Now we kind of know what WebSphere Application Server Express is. Now how do you get it? As I mentioned last year, we're excited that we offered now the Express package in copies of i5OS version 5 release 3. It's basically bundled. I usually tell people, think about how you get DB2. It's just in your operating system. That's the way, starting with V5R3, WAS Express is. Version 5.0 of WAS Express usually comes preloaded on your new iSeries 5XX boxes with version 5 release 3, or a copy of, and you get a copy of WebSphere version 5.1. If you're upgrading into version 5 release 3 of the operating system, you might get two sets of CDs with both WebSphere Express version 5.0 and version 5.1. So basically, this is just basically saying if you've got i5OS or you're upgrading into i5OS, you're going to get WAS Express. And very soon that'll be include WAS Express version 6. Another way we started shipping WAS Express is when we announced our 8XX models, our 800s, 810s, 825s, 870, we also announced software packaging editions such as standard or enterprise editions. And within these software packages, we bundled WebSphere Application Server Express as well. Now, if you don't fall into any of these categories, we certainly are willing to sell it to you through our Passport, and that's our third method. Okay, so let's move on to page 8. Many of you probably have WebSphere Application Server Express because you've got received it in one of the methods we've just talked about, but you may be at a loss on which way to go to implement your solution. A suggestion I have is you could start with analyzing if putting some of your applications into a web browser format is beneficial to you. Perhaps using a thin client, and when I say thin client, I'm basically talking about a browser-based client. Perhaps using this browser-based client could ease one of your support issues, so maybe that's one way it could be beneficial to you. So whether you've identified an application or not to web-enable, you can start now to install and configure your WebSphere Application Server Express environment and deploy one of the sample applications, such as the IBM telephone directory. And this application is actually a real Java application that provides the ability to manage and search and view entries in a directory. So here on page 8, where do you begin? Planning is a must. Based on my experience, if you don't actually set your planning in place, you could perhaps end up with a mess and a lot of headaches, and we're trying to avoid that. So let's start by looking at some of the planning we need to do. If we move to page 9, let's start with Info Center. This is where you're going to find the latest information, and also it will point you to the latest WebSphere websites. Currently today, and I checked yesterday, we don't have any information in Info Center yet on version 6, but the information certainly for our application server version 5 are all in Info Center. So you access Info Center, and if you look on the left-hand side where all the categories are, notice you will find the info on WebSphere Application Server by first selecting the category called eBusiness and Web Serving, which is about the fourth one down on the left side. You expand that, and then you'll see a category of application servers. when you expand that, you'll see several versions listed there, and I'm sure we'll add version 6 very soon. Part of the planning is deciding which version of WebSphere application server you're going to run, and certainly which version of operating system. And one reason this is important is because when you go obtain any of the fixes or your PTS or group PTS, you want to make sure you get the proper ones for the version of WAS and the version of your OS. Another piece of the planning is to grab some red books. As we move to page 10, I encourage you to go to our Redbooks website or perhaps order the WebSphere Application Server Express version 5.0 for iSeries. It's actually not a red book. It's considered a red paper, and you see the number there, REDP3624. This is one specific red book, like I said, that I encourage you to get because although it says for version 5, most all of the installation and configuration also applies to version 5.1. If you are a Domino customer and you plan on implementing WebSphere Application Server Express, you may want to access and use as a resource a red book called Integrating Lotus Domino 6 and WebSphere Express version 5.0 on iSeries, and that's SG246998. All right, let's move on to page 11. Let's talk about how big of a machine do we need to actually run WebSphere Application Server Express. We must ensure that your iSeries machine has enough system resources for this application server to execute. For WebSphere Application Server Express version 5, your iSeries machine or a logical partition should have a minimum of 300 processor CPW and 512 megabytes of main memory available per application server instance. And what I mean by that, for example, if you're running a web-based application and you have that running in one application server instance, and perhaps you're running access for web in another application server instance, that would be two, and so obviously you would need twice as much CPW. Note that these values are recommended minimums only for the application server, and they don't represent other resources that may be needed for other existing workloads. So make sure you take a look and size accordingly. And although smaller configurations could be used, performance would be degraded and probably not be what you would like. So finally, your applications may add additional configuration requirements beyond the values listed here. Our recommendation is to use a tool that we provide out on websites called the IBM Workload Estimator Tool, and we have workloads listed there such as web-facing or using WebSphere Application Server as well as existing applications to help your configuration estimates based on your application design. To extend talking about how much hardware you need to run this, let's move on to page 12. This is kind of our ready, set, go, you might say, or stop, caution, and go page. Use this page as a guide to see where you fit. Based on the previous chart with hardware requirement, where does the current iSeries that you may be running or AS400, where does this fall in this chart? Is it a no-go because you need a hardware upgrade, or are you okay for some light applications, perhaps it's web-facing, or if you're looking to do something in portal or commerce, perhaps you need to have a bigger machine, or perhaps you need an upgrade. So you can look at this chart kind of as a guide to see where you fit. Remember, just like the age or the size of your automobile engine, your mileage may vary, but this could be used as a good guide. All right, let's move to page 13 and we've talked about hardware, so let's talk about what type of software prereqs we need. You'll see here on page 13 that we've got a checklist for software requirements. A reminder, make sure you go to Info Center to get the proper recent documentation on which requirements for your OS and certainly your WAS version. Now, this list is for the prereqs that were listed for WAS Express version 5.1. Note that the first bullet on there says OS 400 version 5.1 or later, and that probably fits most everyone on the phone. I will mention that version 6 of WebSphere Application Server will only be supported in OS 400 version 5 release 2 or our new operating system, i5OS version 5 release 3. Okay? All right, now that we've taken a look at quite a few things to do to plan, and we've got everything set up and we've got all our software, let's move on to page 14 and let's get ready to install. But perhaps you've ordered a new system, perhaps one of our new i5 systems, or perhaps one of our enterprise models. You might already have WebSphere Application Server already preloaded. So before you go through the process of installation, let's check to see if it's preloaded. So basically, you do a Go License Program, display the license program. Most likely, if anything is preloaded today, it will be WebSphere Application Server Express version 5. You see at the bottom of the page with the license program product of 5722 IWE. Now, that is loaded with option base and option 2, and also you have the flexibility of installing option 3, which is the telephone directory, version 5.1 of the IBM telephone directory. If you do get a new system, if you're upgrading to version 5 release 3, the other set of CDs that you may have will be for WAS Express version 5.1. And, of course, we changed the license program product number for that, and it's 5722 E51. Again, we have an option of base and option 2 for that for version 5.1. There is no option 3. All right? So, if you don't have it installed, let's move on to page 15. Or we do see that, or perhaps you want to install version 5.1. I should make a mention here, if you do have 5.0 installed but you still want to install 5.1, you can do that. The installation actually installs in different locations within your system, and so you could run both versions. So as we move to page 15, here are the steps, or think of this as the checklist for installation of WAS Express version 5.1. First of all, go through your prereqs, as we just talked about, for hardware and software. Go ahead and install optional products. And what I mean by that, for example, if you're you plan on using the IBM telephone directory, one of our applications that we ship, if you plan on using that, you may want to go ahead and make sure your LDAP server is installed and configured and ready to go. That's the Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, because that will be where your directory will be stored. And perhaps you've got other optional products that you want to use. Make sure they're on. Then install the QMPTS package for your system. And you don't have to IPL right then. We could go ahead and install the rest of the software and IPL later. Before you install the WebSphere Application Server Express code itself, we suggest that you go ahead and end any HTTP admin server jobs. And you'll see the command there. And then install using a restore license program of your Application Server Express code. Install the proper options, and then once that is complete, install the group PTS. I cannot emphasize enough to double-check the group PTS. Make sure you get the proper ones for the operating system version and the WebSphere version that you're installing. So make sure you get the group PTS on, and don't skip the group PTS step. It's very, very important, because this group PTS not only has WebSphere Application Server PTS, but there sometimes are database PTS in that group PTS, and the most always are PTS that apply to the HTTP server. So make sure you do install the proper group PTS. okay, once we have everything installed, our products and our PTFs, then we can go ahead and IPL. All right, so let's, after the IPL, we're not quite finished with configuration yet, or excuse me, with the installation yet. If we move to page 16, we do have a little bit of post-install work after the IPL, and we must do this. First, we need to configure our license information. We basically do a work license info, and based on your usage limit, and you find that either on your invoice or your proof of entitlement, you need to configure your licensing info. And you need to make sure that TCP/IP is properly configured and your host table and host names are properly set up. If you're not sure how to do some of this, make sure you access the installation documentation or the Red Book concerning Express. Okay, now we've got all the code installed, got our post work done. Let's go ahead and start the HTTP server, admin server. This will provide us access to the GUI admin to allow us to take our next step of configuration. We could go ahead and start the subsystem for the application server Express, and you see the command here on the page on starting your subsystem. And it's probably a good idea to go ahead and do that just in case you have any problems in this area before you do configuration. It's certainly much easier to troubleshoot as you go. Most likely that should come up just fine and dandy, and we're ready to do our configuration. So let's move on to page 17. I hope many of you have configured TCP/IP already on your system, and if you have, you've probably already used the GUI administrative server that is provided with the HTTP server. This server can be accessed from your browser at port 2001. The latest iSeries task list that you access The latest iSeries task list has been modified. This is the list that you access from this website. It no longer has separate entries to access your HTTP server configuration tool and the WebSphere application server Express. There is only one entry, and it's called the IBM Web Administration for iSeries. This starts in version 5, release 3. The Web Administration for iSeries is basically the entry point. As you click on it, is the entry point that takes you to the integrated administrative tool for configuring and controlling your HTTP servers, your application servers, and portal servers that are all running on iSeries. This is an iSeries exclusive, and I know from my experience, many colleagues from other platforms have seen this tool and think it's pretty neat, very cool tool. It certainly beats editing files. Now, you see I have a caution in the middle of this screen that says, but wait, before you go to configuration, if you intend to implement the IBM Telephone Directory web application that we include with WAS Express, then I highly, highly recommend that the LDAP server should be configured and started prior to your WAS Express configuration. And the reason I say this, as we step through this GUI tool, it will ask you some questions about LDAP. So if you have it configured and have the information, you don't have to stop in the middle of your configuration, go take care of LDAP, and then come back. I'm not going to take time to set up LDAP during our presentation today, but all this information is included in the Info Center and Red Book. LDAP, the Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, is an application that's included with TCP/IP utilities, which is part of your OS 400 or i5 OS. So everyone should have it. If we move to page 18, I also encourage you, again, you'll see at the top of this page, get the latest group PTFs, not only for WebSphere Application Server Express, but do make sure you have the latest PTFs for the IBM HTTP server. because as we go through this GUI tool, again, that is part of the HTTP server, the Web Admin GUI tool, and you'll see the URL to make sure you have the latest PTS. So now, assuming that LDAP is up and running, we can enter the setup of creating our new WebSphere application server here on page 18. Notice that the various areas of the screen, we have a left side where we see common tasks and wizards that we can select from, where we see some creates and migrates. We have the middle of the screen where I call the information or action window. And then finally, we have tabs up at the top, right under the title, IBM Web Administration for iSeries. You'll see a Setup tab, a Manage tab, an Advanced tab, and related links. For me, I'm almost always either in the Setup tab, or most often, once everything is set up and servers are created, I'm in the Manage tab. And the Manage tab is where I can make changes, where I can stop and start and control my servers. So, to get started, to create our WebSphere Application Server Express, let's first click on the Setup tab, as I mentioned. Then we click on Create a New Server, and then we'll get prompted for an introductory page. You can read that introductory page and then click Next. Two places here on this screen, on page 18, that you can actually click on for creating your application server. Either in the main, in the middle of the screen where the main action area, or under your common tasks in Wizards, you see Create Application Server there as well. Either one will take you basically to the introductory page. Click Next there, and as we go to slide 19, you'll see that we'll get to a page where we select the WebSphere Application Server version. In this example, it's actually from one of my machines, we have installed WebSphere Application Server version 5 Base, version 5 Express, and version 5.1 Express. You can have multiple versions installed, as I mentioned. So from here, and why would you do that? Perhaps you have an application that only is supported on one of the other versions, and you want to, or a newer version, you may have multiple versions running. So for multiple, we've got multiple versions, and so you select the desired version for your new application server, and then click the Next button. All right? As we move to the next slide, slide 20, now we need to give our application server a name. So specify a name for your application server and click the Next button. You usually want to make this something rather descriptive, because if you're going to have an environment where you may have multiple servers, you want to be able to identify this. I don't know, perhaps a human resource department or accounting department or ABC, or you can use your imagination. But you would use this when you start and stop it to identify the servers. All right, as we move to the next page, page 21, here we need to select an HTTP server. We talked in the very beginning about how an HTTP server communicates with an application server. In this wizard, we have the capability, as we create our application server, we also can create an HTTP server. A good practice for beginners is to go ahead to elect to create a new HTTP server powered by Apache to support your new application server. You also could select an existing one if you're more experienced and you're just creating new servers, perhaps maybe to test with an existing configuration. The Express Instance Creation Wizard will also work with, as I said, existing or your Domino HTTP server instances. So, as I said, a good practice for beginners, and that's what we're getting started today, is say Create New and click Next. Now, we're going to finish our HTTP server configuration and enter a few more options. On page 22, give the HTTP server a name, much like we did the application server. And again, you may want to make this HTTP server name something meaningful so you can identify this as you control it and start and stop. Also, your HTTP server will listen from requests from clients or browsers, and it will listen on a specific IP address. Now, you've already configured TCP/IP, and perhaps you've got multiple IP addresses that you are receiving these requests on. And you can select either all your IP addresses or specific IP addresses. Also, the IP address will listen not only on an IP address, but also on a port. HTTP servers, by default, listen on port 80. If you change this port 80 to something else, then your HTTP server will be accessed using this port number. And what I mean by that, one example is when we logged into this configuration, this web administration configuration from our browser, we entered in our host name, :2001. That's a port number. :2001 was a port number specifically for this access. All right, so now we've got an HTTP server name, IP address, and port, and so let's go ahead and click Next, and our next screen is asking for specific internal ports used by the application server. The application server provides several services, for example, a full-function WebSphere application server console to control your various applications that go beyond this GUI tool that we're using here. That service, along with many others, are accessed through these port numbers. So we need to select, and we've got about 13 ports that we need to set up, and all we need to do is put in a range listing the first port number, and they must be available ports, and they don't conflict. And I say that only because in case you're configuring multiple servers. Okay, click the Next button. And now we come to the fun part of selecting the applications that are going to run in your application server. First, select which business, and you'll see a list here. Depending on what you have installed, you will see kind of in the middle of the screen, we have Express Samples and DB2 Web Services. I suggest, again, for beginners to select, for sure, the Express Samples. If you have installed Option 3 with WebSphere Application Server Express version 5, you will see an option to install the IBM telephone directory. And in this example, we're going to go ahead and select that one. Later on, I'm going to talk about a new offering called Business Solution that includes our Survey Creator tool. And if that is installed, you would also see that option to select here on this screen as well. So for the example we have here on the screen, on page 24, let's go ahead and select the IBM telephone directory and the samples and click Next. Again, if you select the IBM telephone directory, a reminder that this is going to use LDAP. And because we did select it in this example here, we're going to see the next several screens will be concerning LDAP and prompting us to select or to enter some information about LDAP since we selected the telephone directory. So again, that is one reason you need to have this set up ahead of time. One of the things it's going to prompt us for is the LDAP admin password. Okay? So if we move to the next screen, page 25, you'll see that it's asking us to enter that password. And to be honest, this GUI will go out and check to see if LDAP is running and actually access that and retrieve information, as you'll see on the next page, on page 26, it will retrieve some information from your LDAP server. So, and plug them in here for our LDAP configuration. So you verify here on page 26 that these parameters are okay. And again, it went out and got this from the LDAP that was pre-configured. And click Next. So basically, we've entered in all our parameters, and we move to page 27 to a summary screen. We've configured our application server, our HTTP server, and any information we need for LDAP. And you'll see the three tabs there listed on the summary screen. I encourage you to click on each tab to verify your information. If you see something wrong in this, you can click on back and go make any modifications. Maybe you meant to deploy an application that you didn't click on, or you want to take one away or change a port number or whatever. You can certainly go back and make those changes. When you get to the summary screen, another thing I encourage you to do is down at the bottom right, there's a button to print the summary. This is perhaps a good idea to get a print of this so you can review it, or perhaps you keep this filed away in case you go through some type of change management. Okay, we're ready to create our server, so we click on Finish. We move to page 28. When you click on Finish, you are now creating your new Application Server Express, and you're creating your HTTP server powered by Apache. It's going to create all these server instances. You will see here on this screen on page 28, here's the status of your new WAS Express instance. You'll see a little creating button up in the top left, or should I say creating message. And you can also hit the refresh button if you want to, and then eventually you'll see creating go to stop. Notice just above the creating, you see some tabs, all servers, HTTP. We are under the manage tab where we've got all servers, HTTP servers, application servers, and Tomcat servers. So this is why I say I stay in the manage tab a lot, because this is where I manage all those servers. All right, let's move to the next page, page 29. Finally, completion. All the servers are created. You'll see in the upper left-hand side, you'll see a little red button that says stop beside of it. And that is the status of our server. And notice that kind of in the middle of the bottom part of your screen, notice under the current configuration for your server, and you've got your server name there, the instance name and your server name, you have a list of the installed applications. If you installed, like we did, the telephone directory in the sample, they should be listed there, and they've got little red buttons beside of them. That's indicating they are also stopped. So as we move to the next slide, let's go ahead and start our application server. Back to the upper left, there's a little green arrow, and that's the start button. So you can click the start button to start your WAS Express instance, and certainly refresh that. If that gets started, that's also going to start your managed applications, and that is if the properties are set to start when the server starts. And that's the way the install ones, the first ones, are set by default. Notice also in the upper left that the status will go from stop to running. And you'll see the little green button beside of it. Green is usually good that things are running. All right, on page 31, don't forget to start the HTTP server that was configured. We click on, from under the Manage tab, we click on HTTP servers. We'll be able to see the server that we have created. If it doesn't come up, you can click on the little drop-down list by the server name and select the server that you created. And then you click on, much like the application server, you click on the green arrow to start. Again, when it starts, you will see the running status. All right, let's move to page 32. So we've started our HTTP server, we've started our Application Server Express, and so now let's see what we can do with it. Okay? The easiest way to test if it's up and running is to use a servlet that's shipped in the sample application that we just installed, and that servlet is called Snoop. You can access that from your browser, indicated here on the screen. Basically, hostname, colon, whatever you set up as your port, / Snoop. And you will see basically just some information requested from Snoop. It's a very easy servlet to run to verify that servlets, your application server is running as well as your HTTP server. We also might want to test the telephone directory that we deploy. Okay, let's go ahead and test that. The next few slides will show you how to test the IBM telephone directory. First of all, the IBM, I want to mention that the IBM telephone directory comes in two versions. When you install WebSphere Application Server Express version 5 and you install that option 3 version with the telephone directory, that is version 5.1. This screen actually is a screenshot of the newer version, which is called, that is IBM Telephone Directory version 5.2, and that is included with an offering called Business Solutions. I'm going to talk more about that in just a second. But if I look here on page 33, we receive a welcome page. We access the telephone directory, or think of this as some business applications that got installed through a URL, and then we click on Telephone Directory link. As we click on that, we'll get to a search page on page 34 where we can add information and search for an employee. But since we just installed this, the directory may not be populated, so we can add an entry, and we click on that from the left side. You will be asked to authenticate, so use the password you used earlier when you specified administrator. Okay? Now, we'll get to an entry page where you can enter in a lot of information of the person. We're basically building a directory. Think of it as an employee directory. The IBM telephone directory is based on an application we use internally in IBM where we can look up other employees and not only find their name, look them up by name, but also find their job responsibilities, their title, phone numbers, who they report to, their management chain. And all that, those types of entries and parameters are contained here in the telephone directory. So on page 35, here's an example. As we enter in our sample here, we enter in a name, and some other information, and we populate the registration page, and then we click Submit. Once we submit that, that's it. We've registered an employee into the telephone directory, and let's go validate that by clicking on Search on the left-hand side. So if we move to the next page, we're going to search on name, and we entered in a last name of Woods. That was the entry we put in. And we could have searched on phone number, maybe job responsibilities, maybe you want to see all the managers in your company or something like that, just depending on how you populate your directory. So once we click on search, we put in a name, we click on search, then we'll see the information that we just entered. And you see here in our example, we have successfully entered in the information and we received the information back on Tiger Woods. So we've basically so far have installed WebSphere Application Server Express. We've configured it. We've installed some applications that are ready to use. And now you're ready to start your own application. But we've got a couple of minutes, so I want to go over about something new called the IBM Business Solutions. This is another way to help you get started. We've talked quite a bit about something called the telephone directory. Well, we've included now a newer version of the telephone directory with enhancements to that. Also, we've included another application called the IBM Survey Creator, and we've bundled that basically in a package called the IBM Business Solutions. This is an IBM exclusive, and this new offering is actually a licensed program product called 5722BZ1. Now, how do you get it? It's basically ordered at no charge with i5OS version 5 release 3, or it is shipped with WebSphere Application Server Express Editions version 5.1. This offering includes not only the latest version of the telephone directory, but also the survey creator, as I mentioned. Okay, in the next few pages, I'm going to run through very quickly and talk a little bit about survey creators, the new telephone directory functions, and how to administer that. We go to the next slide, page 39. The survey creator can be used in many ways. For example, you may have a survey, an internal survey that you check on perhaps employee feedback. Maybe if you're running a site in which you have customers access, you might do a customer sat survey, especially if you might keep demographics or something like that. The source code of the Survey Creator tool is being shipped, so you can modify that to your needs. The data that you collect from this survey is a DB2 database. So obviously, if you do collect data, you could run queries against that information. The authentication is managed by LDAP, so we use lots of already installed servers and capabilities that are already in OS 400 or i5 OS. Survey Creator tool, again, brand new and shipped with Business Solutions. The telephone directory, if we move to page 40, has been enhanced. What's shipped with WebSphere Application Server Express version 5.0 is the telephone directory version 5.1. Boy, have I got you confused yet? But what in the Business Solutions is the telephone directory version 5.2. The biggest distinction between the two versions of the telephone directory, the look and feel pretty much of the directory is the same, but it has been enhanced to work with same time, Lotus same time, so now we have awareness built in. As you search on someone, you can be aware if they're logged in same time, and we have enabled it to work with enterprise identity mapping, which is our single sign-on capabilities. So this has become a pretty powerful directory if you need to implement a directory in your environment. If we move to page 41, the welcome page has been included in the Business Solutions. It's not only just a screen to access the Survey Creator and telephone directory, but it also has within it some administrator pages. And this is where you would go set up your connections to same time, or your single sign-on, or if you wanted to implement SSL. Basically, the next couple of pages, page 42 and 43, when it comes to deploying these new business solutions, we're basically using the same interface, the IBM Web Administration for iSeries, because, again, they are just applications that are going to run in our Application Server Express. There's actually even on the left-hand side of Common Task and Wizards, there's also WAS Wizards to actually create deploy the telephone directory and Survey Creator. And again, on page 43, you can see that you can manage through this web administration for iSeries. We can manage these applications. We can even take a look at the application properties by enabling and disabling the application from Manage Installed Applications task. Okay, I've talked very quickly about a lot of information. I want to start wrapping up, first of all, on page 44. I've thrown a lot of information at you, and so you might feel like you need some help, so I encourage you to talk to your business partner and have the business partner contact the IBM Virtual Innovation Centers, the VICs. They certainly can add assistance to installing and implementing your WebSphere environment. If you're having problems with your WebSphere environment, you still need to use business as usual for defect support, calling support line under your normal maintenance and support. So move to our last page, page 45. I know I've talked a lot of, about various material of installation and configuration and administration in a very small amount of time, but here are some websites that I encourage you to start using. The first one I would suggest you to go to is first one up there on the page called the WebSphere on iSeries website. I also encourage you to go to the Redbook website and obtain the WebSphere for iSeries Buying and Selling Guide. It's a great overview guide of all the products under the WebSphere brand for iSeries and how to get started. And I believe, and you see the number of the Redbook listed here. and I believe it is being updated as we speak, so stay tuned for a newer version. Obviously, with version 6 being announced, we will be including that into a new version of Buying Selling Guide. Well, I hope you found this time helpful and this session helpful. I would like to thank you for your time. And, Timothy, if you're there, I think it's time to hand it over to you.
Thank you. At this time, we'd like to conduct a brief two-question electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your telephone that corresponds to your choice. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our first question today is, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Anna Sue Parker's chat? Press star 1 for very valuable. Press star 2 for valuable. Press star 3 for somewhat valuable. Press star 4 for of no value. And we'll pause for a moment to compile your response. And question 2, would you like to be contacted by an IBM representative regarding today's topic? Press star 1 for yes. And again, we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And that does conclude today's electronic survey. And now we'd like to get to an important part of today's call, and that is taking your questions. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your touch tone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, please disengage your mute function to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And it looks like our first question today will come from Eddie Miller.
Hi, Eddie. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Actually, I just need to find out how to get back to this website because I never could get onto it.
The website?
The eServer/Nation1.
Okay.
And if you're going to have this on, or will you have it archived so we can go back and look at it?
Yes, and my understanding it is being recorded. Timothy, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. You need that website. If you'll give me a moment, I'll see if I can get to it. Matter of fact, do you need just the iNation website?
They just listed eServer/eServer/Nation1. Is that correct?
Let me verify that.
IBM.
Actually, I usually go off the main IBM server page.
Because it says, our apologies, the page you requested cannot be displayed.
Okay. I have www.ibm.com/servers with an S.
Okay.
/eServer.
Okay.
/iSeries.
Okay.
/Nation.
Okay.
So hopefully that will get you to the main iSeries Nation page.
Right.
On that page, you will see some tabs for citizens chats, resources, news. There's also a tab for getting started. It's actually just a couple of words. It's getting started. That is a link to the getting started page.
Okay.
For these sessions.
Okay.
Once you get there, you will see a list of all the sessions that all have links, and you will see the ones that are archived.
Great. Okay.
All right. Good luck.
I'll give that a try. Thanks.
And moving on, we'll hear from Richard Cutler.
Hi, I have a question. We're getting ready to install 5.1 on our. We have a V5R3, and you mentioned that 6 will be available on Friday, version 6?
Yes.
Would it be beneficial for us to wait since we haven't started any of the installation yet, or is an upgrade fairly simple if we do choose to install 5.1 first?
I haven't done an upgrade yet, so I'm. Can't really tell you how simple it is, and you really wouldn't have to do an upgrade. You can install 5.1, and then when you decide to go to 6, you can install 6 because it won't install on top of it.
So it'll
install in a different path. So it really depends on how aggressive you want to be. I mean, since the availability on Friday, I don't know if that's all media or if that's just download. I'll be honest, with version 6, I haven't had time to get my hands on it yet, other than to know just to let you know, the main difference between version 6 and version 5.1 is version 6 of Express will now support Enterprise Java Beam. Version 6 is JDEE 1.4 specifications versus 1.3 specifications in version 5. I'm not sure, what do you plan on doing with Express, supporting web-facing or something like that?
Well, basically what we've got is we've got some Infidium applications that
okay.
we want to be able to use using a web browser. That's what we want to use this for.
Okay. I would encourage you to check with your third-party software there and see if they have tested with version 6 before you go ahead and install it.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And the installation, I think, will probably be about, I don't know if version 6 will install differently or not since I haven't got my hands on it yet.
Okay, I had one other question.
But we do have the documentation. We know it's all out there for version 5. If you want to go ahead and get started, you can always pull it off if you want.
Okay. One other question. I was looking through the software prerequisites, and I had looked through the listings on other websites, you know, from IBM that went over this. And one thing I see on here that I hadn't seen before was the OS 400 directory services, which is option 32.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that something that is definitely required?
The directory service is basically your LDAP server. And I think I mentioned it was part of TCP/IP services, but I'm sorry. It is part of 5722 option 32. And so is it required? If you're not going to use LDAP, it's not required.
Okay. All right. That was my question then.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, good. By the way, my email's on the front of the presentation. If you run into other questions, please drop me a note.
And there are no names in the queue at this time, so I'll turn it back to Ms. Parker for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, I'd like to thank everyone for spending time with us today. I hope you found this helpful. I've mentioned where the iNation website was located. Please go to that and notice that we do have many other sessions that are coming up in the next several weeks. I'd like to give a little plug for the next one coming up next Tuesday, and it's called Getting Started with the iSeries Access for Web. And Linda Hirsch from the IBM Rochester team will be presenting Access for Web. So I encourage you to join for that session. And following those sessions will be, in weeks to come, web-facing hats as well as other products. So have a wonderful day, and thank you very much.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.